Joining us this morning, bringing a little sunshine to us, is Melissa Leinbrink from the Chronicle-Telegram. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it feels like it's fall instead of May.
Well, it does look like it out there, sky out there today.
Well, still stories to find out there.
Oh, yes. Yep.
What are some of the things that you're discovering or that's happening in this area?
Well, the big one for this coming up weekend is Lorain County is celebrating their Pride Day. While the communities come together and try to spruce up, you know, curbsides and, you know, abandoned places. So story in today's paper lists all those areas that if you want to lend a helping hand, you can go ahead and do that. There's a lot of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts helping with like cemetery cleanup right before Memorial Day. So it's just a nice time for everybody who wants to make Lorain County beautiful to help it make it shine.
We also talked to you recently when we did the spotlight on Grafton. We had you in for that because you write about multiple communities.
Right.
Do you see similarities, differences between, let's say, LaGrange and Grafton?
Oh, they're very similar. It's funny because, but they're each separate too. I find a lot of stories in both communities. It just depends. It's gotten easier over the years, I guess, because people are starting to know who I am. They feel more comfortable contacting me, especially within LaGrange, with the school levy that had just passed. A lot of people were, you know, kind of sending me emails, keeping me updated on what's going on, you know, to help support that. And then, usually when Grafton, something going on big there, they start contacting me too.
Now with something like the levy campaign, was it people keeping you up to date on their own personal perspectives? Only because, obviously, with any election, you have people who vote yes and you have people who vote no.
Right. No, I was getting it from both sides. And it was very, you know, I kind of had to keep my mouth closed or, you know, keep my fingers quiet. You know, I just kind of listened to them. And, you know, thankfully, we had another reporter actually cover the big story because, you know, since I live out here, I'm getting all kinds of information. And it's better to pass a story like that along to somebody else. But if I hear something that could help him, then I let him know. So.
Sort of like the insider, right? You kind of get the perspective of what's happening on the street, so to speak.
Right, and then, you know, but yeah, a lot of people do, you know, they text me and they'll say, have you heard this? And then, you know, I'll have to kind of put my feelers out there and do that sort of thing.
It's a different way of reporting or at least getting information than it maybe used to be.
It is, because, you know, back in the day, you know, there was no social media, there was no texting, you know, it was all, you had to show up at the building if you were going to write a big story and wait for that person to show up or call them. And now, you know, you could do email, you can do text. It's kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, it's easier on our part, but then we really have to double check all the facts that we get because, you know, social media is right at your fingertips, that sometimes not everything is accurate, and we just have to make sure that we double check that everything coming over is not rumor. But
there's
truth.
Such an immediate response in some sense, so you can also get a very personal reaction to maybe a story or something you put in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And then you also have to maybe just kind of, it kind of then will help you kind of fill out the story if people have more information on what's
right
there too.
And the funny you should say that, because this past week I wrote a Mother's Day story on a LaGrange native. Her name is Jenny Bassett, and her dad was a longtime volunteer firefighter for LaGrange. And that story, it was hard to take my emotion out of it, even though, because she has breast cancer, and it was hard to put it aside, but you have to do that in order for your story to come through.
Well, that one's, people are looking at that, the picture of her holding her baby as well.
Yes.
And as they say, pictures show, it really kind of shows the emotion that's in
right. Our photographer, Kristen Bauer, took that picture, and yeah, she said it was the same thing. You know, it was just emotional, but, you know, you have to put those emotions aside and carry on.
Speaking of pictures, she took one of us sitting here talking to Jim Piazza moments ago, and now it's posted on her Twitter.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
It's already out there.
I had to think. I was thinking, what's she covering? What's she looking out there? And I'm looking and thinking, wait a minute, that's my bald head, and that's you, Craig, sitting next to me.
Yeah, just wanted to let them know that that we're out here today, and just, you know, that people know where we are today in LaGrange.
You talk about social media. Have you ever had anything relayed to you that was just so completely outrageous you couldn't believe somebody took the time to do it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of an example. You know, especially at the Chronicle's website, our Facebook site, we have to really monitor what people are saying, you know, because a lot of times, no matter what we write, they're going, if it's a, even if it's a positive story, they might have something to say that, you know, is kind of like off the wall. And so we have our editors to kind of make sure that they're following the rules of Facebook. You know, you have to be respectful of others. Yes, you could voice your opinion, but, you know, don't go out and threaten them in any way. So we do monitor that. But if I have ever been, no, not yet. Knock on wood.
Okay.
You also do the moms?
Yes.
What's that called again?
Mommy Wars.
The Mommy Wars.
The Mommy Wars column. Yeah, that's really taken off for both Aaron and I. We're both getting pretty good responses from our readers. It's kind of like we have our own following now, which is kind of cool. And it just gives us an avenue to share our stories as being parents. And sometimes, you know, we have to put being, we want to reach out to our readers who are also moms too, because, you know, we're all moms or parents, but, you know, sometimes you miss being, you know, who you are. And this just lets us, you know, kind of tell our readers that, yes, you're a mom, but, you know, you are a woman first too. So kind of both.
It's a different way of getting a personal insight. As a newspaper or putting something out there, not only have to cover local news, but you also then are somewhat like a local personality or something that they can think of as a friend too.
Right. That's true too. You know, I think it puts me out there, and you know, when Aaron's in her community and I'm in mine, you know, people will come up to me, you know, whether I'm at church or the grocery store, and they'll look at me, and then I can tell the wheels are just turning. Like, where do I know her from? And then they'll kind of, you know, shyly ask me, are you the columnist? And I'll say yes. And then I'm also nervous to respond, because are they going to not like what I have to write about, or are they going to say, you know, I really enjoy it? But you take the good with the bad. So,
well, it used to be, radio included, you know, you were sort of either a voice or you were just the words and maybe a byline or something.
Right. Absolutely.
Very rarely did you kind of get a picture, or if it was, it was a black and white picture. Now, colored pictures of it. And so you kind of have to maintain the hairstyle that you have in your picture, right? Up until the point, and then you maybe...
Yes, I do. That's true. But I first started at the Chronicle years ago. I had really short hair, and then I wish that they would change the picture on my press pass, because I don't look like that anymore. But, oh well, most people not know who I am.
And we appreciate you coming in.
Thank
and
you.
Sharing a little bit of what's happening in these communities as well. As we have our spotlight on LaGrange, our guest today has been Melissa Linebrink from the Chronicle Telegram. You can see her there. Also follow her on Twitter and other social media to keep up what's happening in this part of the county.